Now, you may have think there's lots of different kind of beers. Now, one of the reasons why beers are different is to do with the kind of yeast you use to grow them. And scientists at Yale University have been studying the family tree of these yeasts, the ones which are used to brew lagers. To do this, they've been studying DNA from the yeasts, which have been used to make fairly modern beers, and ones that have been preserved up to 130 years old. They discovered that there's two major families of these yeasts, the ones which are used to brew Sars beers, such as Pilsner and Budweiser, and yeast used to make Froberg beers, such as Heineken and Orange Boom. Both families are thought to be the consequence of the Bavarian legal system. In the 15th century, it was made illegal to brew beer in the summer.
Do we know why?
Well, apparently, the beer that they were making at the time was always ruined by high temperatures you get in the summer, so there was no point in doing it. It would be a waste of grain making the beer, so it was made illegal. So all the brewing was done in very cold winters in Bavaria. Now, conventional brewing yeast, which is S. cerevisiae. Thank you,
cerevisiae.
Doesn't survive well in these temperatures, but the yeasts which survive well don't produce much alcohol. Fortuitously, though, at some point in this period, the brewing yeast interbred with S. banyanus. And yes, I'm sure Kat will help me at some point, which thrives at these low temperatures, but doesn't make much alcohol. The Sars, in fact, it happened twice for the two different families. The Sars yeast is a normal hybrid of the two with two sets of chromosomes, but the Froberg yeast is actually triploid with three sets of chromosomes, with two sets of chromosomes from the brewer's yeast. They found that neither strain had lost many of the genes to survive the low temperatures, but lots of them have got lots and lots of the genes you need to make good beer, lots of alcohol chopping up things. Unfortunately, this is probably going to be very hard to do any genetic manipulation on these yeasts because they're infertile, because they're a hybrid between two different species. But possibly in the future, you might be able to use this system of hybridising two yeasts to make some more interesting beers.
But do they know why they decided to merge their two different strains of yeast decided at some point? If they could decide, of course, to merge their genetic material like that.
Well, I guess you've got two strong selection pressures if you're brewing yeast in the cold. One of them is brewing beer in the cold. One of them is to get a yeast which will survive the cold. And the other one is the people are going to be selecting the ones which make good beer. So there's going to be a really strong selection pressure that if they happen to cross, then that beer, that yeast is going to get selected really strongly.